Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Distinguished representatives of the Government of Albania, I would like to discuss with you Article 12 and thank you for your report and additional information on that. I congratulate you on your great expert Iris Luarasi, member and until recently chair of GREVIO, the mechanism under Convention 210 of the Council of Europe. She made a real difference during her mandate. We recognize the importance of the Health Insurance Fund and how it supports citizens through the public and private healthcare systems for some major diseases treatment. There is also improvement in women's and maternal health, but maternal mortality rates remain high and statistics show stagnation in the last years. The National Cervical Cancer Screening Plan from 2019, adopted by the Ministry of Health and Social Protection, has not been adequately implemented. A testing remains lower and ineffective. As effective method for prevention, you mentioned the start of vaccinations against human papillomavirus, but there was no official information in health statistics till the end of 2022 about the number of girls reached and coverage in the country. How many girls benefited already, and from what date vaccination started? How effective is the information campaign? You said vaccination is from 13 years old age of the girls, but why not earlier? I heard from 9 and 10 years I know it's practiced. Concerning cervical cancer and more generally, how do you disseminate the needed information and reach all women with fighting prejudice among some communities and also among rural women? How will you enhance access to women and girls to health care in rural areas, including Roma, Egyptian women, women with disabilities, women from other vulnerable groups? Do you think that in addition to the integrated healthcare centers for women, maybe specialized centers are needed for these specific purposes? Concerning access to affordable modern contraception and family planning, although CEDAW COPS of the third periodic report and following up report of Albania clearly stated the committee's request for strengthening and expansion of efforts to raise awareness about access to affordable contraceptive methods through the country, still statistics show that about 10% of pregnancies in women 15-49 old ended in abortion. Access to family planning and sexual and reproductive health information and services has decreased. Women's consultations also, I saw data about that, particularly among rural and disadvantaged women. The majority of abortions are found in the age 20-34 age group. In the 15-17 age group, and where the highest abortion rate is in the 16 years old, 132 abortions per 1,000 live births. There is high level of unmet demands in the field of family planning. And still, in your report, you mentioned mainly data concerning abortion among contraceptive methods. Concerning comprehensive sexual education, you mentioned the Life Skills and Sex Education Program, which comprises modules in biology, health, physical education, and is compulsory for children from 10 years onwards. How effective is this program in relation to main problems mentioned and also in relation to prevention of violence and discrimination against women and girls and including gender stereotyping? How are you planning to improve to access to affordable and modern contraceptives for women and girls, to family planning services, and to curb the alarming early pregnancy rate associated with the high abortion rate mentioned, the 16 years old girls? Studies and census analyses indicate the existence of prenatal sex selection, respective sex selective abortions. The widening sex ratio at birth, 160 males per 100 females only for firstborn babies, and up to 162 for fourthborn, reflects the reality. Albania is an unfavorable statistics among 12 countries in the world with highest rate of prenatal sex selection incidence. The widening sex ratio at birth due to sex selection abortion, which represent in their majority gender-based violence, result from deep patriarchal gender stereotyping and can amount to inhuman and degrading treatment of women. In fact, when women are under psychological pressure to undergo a sex-selective abortion, it is psychological, physical violence, and forced abortion. It is in all cases discriminatory and destigmatizing of women in society. How does the State Party intend to tackle this important issue in the next period through research, monitoring and data collection, legislation and policy, and at what levels, and both in the public and private healthcare system, and in society also through prevention and communication strategy? Will you provide specialized advice and counseling and protection for women victims of these practices? We also rely on the high political participation of women in Albania, discussed already, and on women representatives in the decision-making for their role for eliminating of this problem, not only, but also on them. And finally, we hope that these problems will be captured and effectively resolved also in the new law on reproductive health, in the national health sector strategy until 2030, and the national action plan on sexual reproductive health 223-230. Thank you.